on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Auditor General of South Africa has questioned the governance structures in the country's local municipalities. Tsakani Maluleke says most of the people occupying official positions are not doing their jobs. The AG spoke earlier in Gauteng at the review of the 1998 White Paper on Local Government. Maluleke says most metros have not made any effort to review integrated development plans, as what most of her office receives is cut and paste.
You must equally worry about the mayor. Ask critical questions about whether or not the mayor is doing his or her job as provided for in the law, in the design of how a municipality should function. So you'll see that our report spends a great deal of time elaborating on key issues about, well, does the mayor actually take charge of monitoring how a budget is being implemented?
Over the weekend, COGTA Minister Vilenkosini Tlabisa called for unified efforts to reform South Africa's struggling local governments. He stressed the need for inclusive, tailored reforms to address service delivery failures and poor financial management. But Maluleke asked this question.
So the question I want to ask is, what are these barriers that stand between us and doing the things that are in the current white paper? Because if we do not confront them, the review process into a new white paper will lead us into a space where we currently are anyway.
The families of two South African engineers who were unlawfully detained in Equatorial Guinea on what's believed to be fake drug charges say they're overwhelmed with relief that they're back home. Peter Hoxham and Frick Portkieta were arrested back in February 2023 over claims that drugs were found in their luggage. Last year, a UN body found that the detention was illegal and called for their release. Hoxham and Portkieta were united with their loved ones over the weekend after being freed on a presidential pardon. Family spokesperson Sean Murphy says the last 2 years have been painful for both families.
We want to sincerely thank every person and organization who stood with us, from Frick and Peter's employee to the South African and UK governments, to the diplomats, legal teams, parliamentarians and advocacy groups who work behind the scenes.
And abroad, experts at the UN believe the US bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities over the weekend did extensive damage. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it's not been possible to know the full extent, though. At an emergency meeting of the 35-nation group, Director General Rafael Grossi urged all nations to avoid escalation.
There is still a path for diplomacy. We must take it. Otherwise, violence and destruction could reach unimaginable levels, and the global non-proliferation regime that has underpinned international security for more than half a century could crumble and fall.
Durban, a high of 24 today, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. Your top story this hour, the Auditor General of South Africa has questioned the governance structures in local municipalities. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.